calling the Organization of Staten House Newsline for the week starting Monday, October 12th, Columbus Day. The stimulus bill that is needed by the cities and states hurt by the coronavirus was first rejected by the president and is now embraced by the president, at least for now. Congress, meanwhile, has not yet passed it, and there is less than a month left before the election. We will see. Last week, New York City canceled a $900 million retroactive payment due to the teachers because of the fiscal worries. UFT sought arbitration. Very soon, a deal was reached to pay half the money, defer half the money till next year, but with a pledge of no teacher layoffs. That dispute came out well from the teacher's point of view. We are still awaiting an early buyout or retirement incentive from Albany. But while we are waiting, you can do something. You can write to your local or your favorite state officials and tell them what sort of early out would meet your own needs. Personal letters are best and should be brief. We have also received no news of layoffs for our members, and so we are hopeful for the future. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again.